The simple answer to your question is you are lying.
All right, what a brutal, brutal showing for our FBI director, Kash Patel, who has been under fire over the past week or so for very serious, credible allegations that his excessive drinking has been bleeding into his career and has been negatively affecting his ability to do his work. Now, the allegations say that, especially near the beginning of Kash Patel's tenure as FBI director, he was oftentimes so drunk late at night that he was unreachable the next morning. The Secret Service even one time had to request one of those kinetic breacher devices that SWAT teams use to break down doors because they were so worried about Kash Patel. They didn't end up using the kinetic breacher device, but the fact that they had to request it because our FBI director was incapacitated is very, very scary. There are also so many allegations that his girlfriend has been flying around on private jets funded by us, that his girlfriend has been using Secret Service to Uber her and her friends around Nashville after they get drunk. Just an absolute derelict of duty coming from the highest echelons of power in the United States, and none other than Kash Patel gave a press conference today about a slightly unrelated issue. I swear to God, it seems like they're making up some case about the Southern Poverty Law Center, a law center that is created for black and brown communities to have legal representation and have any sort of representation in this democracy. They're saying that it's been funding the KKK somehow. This seems like a crazy conspiracy theory, like the ones they made up about George Floyd or Hillary Clinton. I have no clue what they're even talking about here. But about halfway through the press conference, they begin to be asked about the Atlantic article. Now, I want you to pay very close attention to the series of events here, because Kash Patel, our FBI director, is standing next to our interim acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, who is now sitting in for Pam Bondi as the Attorney General, and who Donald Trump had as his personal lawyer on the campaign trail just a few years ago. So the guy is in Donald Trump's pocket, very willing to lie for Trump, and he gets asked about the Atlantic article that released. He said he hasn't even read the article, but then later on in this, I'll show you, he says that what they're saying is not what the article says. So he clearly has read the article. Either way, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We hit 2 million, now we're pushing even harder to the next goals. Thank you all.
An off topic. Obviously, you've read the Atlantic article that's now a subject of a defamation lawsuit.
I absolutely did not read that article, but go ahead with your question.
Obviously, it's in litigation now. Have you separately just heard any concerns, given your supervision over the FBI director, about any problems with drinking?
I have a lot of concerns, and my concerns are completely around the anonymous reporting that comes forth constantly. That you know, reporters have an obligation to report, and they have due diligence that they're supposed to do. And when an entire article is based on anonymous sources, and there's things in the article suggesting, for example, apparently that senior DOJ personnel were informed of something, that's me. I wasn't informed. No one called me about that. So, like, listen, I did not read that article. It is a subject of litigation, but you know, I've already spent too much time talking about it. Next question. Go ahead.
On that, Todd.
Yeah, the Trump administration wants you all to know that this guy on screen is absolutely not an alcoholic. Guys, there is no reality in which this man on screen is abusing his powers to go party and drink. Even though this video is of him supposed to be on a, you know, he's supposed to be on a work trip in this video representing the United States abroad, there is no way that this guy has a drinking problem. The video goes on for way longer. Kash Patel just partying and drinking like an absolute weirdo. Partying and drinking is not the weird part. Banging on the table and screaming with the U.S. men's hockey team like you contributed to the victory, that part is absolutely crazy. And guess what? Todd Blanche gets asked about this, and guess what he says? That has nothing to do with the article at hand. Meaning, wait a minute. So you have read the article? Take a listen.
The FBI director is on camera with the U.S. Olympic hockey team chugging a beer. I mean, do you think that that's appropriate conduct for the FBI director?
That has nothing to do with the article. I mean, look, there's complete hit pieces, and you guys are in this business, and you know what they look like. And the fact that you're asking repeated questions about them almost is an admission of such. But when you have a bunch of people who are hiding behind closed curtains, saying things but not willing to say it publicly, and there are certain parts of the article that are blatantly false because apparently I was told something that I wasn't, it's suspicious in the back.
Dude, you know what he's actually concerned about, Todd Blanche? He's concerned that Kash Patel's drinking habits keep repeatedly getting leaked to the media. If this was just one source saying that Kash Patel had a problem, I wouldn't be picking it up. Guess what? The Atlantic would not have picked up one source. The Atlantic, as a publication, they have a huge legal team because they know they're going to get sued. And it's important to point out, Kash Patel has sued The Atlantic officially for $250 million over this lawsuit. The only thing is, it's going to end up like Donald Trump's lawsuit against Rupert Murdoch in the Wall Street Journal. He sued for $10 billion and it got shot down. They said, this is not even a proper lawsuit. The Wall Street Journal did all of their research. And I'm assuming The Atlantic was the same exact way. The Atlantic is not going to report something based off one source, based off three sources. They had 9 sources on the original story, then dozens backing up the alcoholism allegations.
Where we are today.
Patel, I do want to give you an opportunity respond directly to the allegations in the Atlantic article that your unexplained absences created a national security risk. And beyond that, can you say definitively that you have not been intoxicated or absent during your tenure as FBI director?
Wait, let's see if he says it unequivocally, or if he tries to pivot over to like attacking the media or something. Let's see.
I can say unequivocally that I never listen to the fake news mafia. And as when they get louder, it just means I'm doing my job. This FBI director has been on the job twice as many days.
His voice is like shaking. He's like, the more articles that come out about my alcoholism, the better I'm doing my job.
Tenure as FBI director.
I can say unequivocally that I never listen to the fake news mafia. And as when they get louder, it just means I'm doing my job. This FBI director has been on the job twice as many days as every director before me. What that means is I've taken half as many days off as those before me. What that means is I've taken a third less vacation than those before me. What that means is that this FBI with this Department of Justice has dropped the murder rate 20 points. What that means is this FBI with this Department of Justice has captured 8 of the top 10 most wanted fugitives in the world, twice as many as the Biden administration did in its entire 4 years. What that means is this FBI.
Okay, dude, we weren't asking you to turn into Caroline Leavitt here. Lord have mercy. Is he just going to rattle off numbers for another minute?
I'm like an everyday American who loves his country, loves the sport of hockey, and champions my friends when they raise a gold medal and invite me in to celebrate.
Bro, who wrote this stuff? Oh, my God. God, you weren't just cheering a glass of beer. Dude, you were turning into like Dr. Jekyll or Hyde, which is the crazy one. I don't know. Bro, look at this guy. Let me play this one more time for you. This is how we all do our jobs, guys. This is how I do my job as well. I take a bathroom break, party very quickly with the men's U.S. hockey team, and then I go back to work. Todd Blanche is then asked about Donald Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS. This is separate from his $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal that got shot down, and that's all separate from Kash Patel's $250 million lawsuit against The Atlantic. You can see a pattern emerging here, right? They launch crazy lawsuits that get shot down just so they have some sort of narrative control or some sort of attention. It's the Roy Cohn playbook, actually.
Say about it beyond that.
Yeah. Do you want to weigh in on that?
The president has this pending $1 billion lawsuit against the IRS. He sort of said that this is like he's negotiating with himself. How can you assure, is there anything you can do to assure the American people that taxpayer dollars are being protected? How are those negotiations being handled?
I'm most certainly not going to talk about ongoing litigation, and it wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment about that case given its status right now.
Broadly, with the various interests, the competing interests there, right? You have the president in the White House pressing, obviously, for some personal money, and then you have him being your boss. How do you sort of, just broadly speaking, how do you sort of handle that sort of issue?
I mean, the Department of Justice handles complicated decisions involving those type of issues every day, all day, and not just this Department of Justice. Every Department of Justice handles issues like that. I mean,
he's really kind of, it's hard to tell, but he's really kind of squirming and trying to downplay the issue at hand. His answer is, the DOJ handles complicated decisions every day. We handle hard decisions every day. That's not really a legitimate, serious answer to the question at hand. Here is Kash Patel being asked about the computer login issue. This is perhaps one of the most embarrassing parts to come of the Atlantic article. So the beginning of the Atlantic article details how Kash Patel one day had trouble logging in to his computer. And right when he had trouble logging into his computer, he jumped to the conclusion that he had been fired, because apparently he had been paranoid at that time, and he had been paranoid that his drinking was probably going to lead to him being fired, right? So he begins to text everybody, "I've been fired, it's over." People throughout the FBI begin to get rumor that Kash Patel has been fired, and then the speculation begins about who's going to be the next FBI director, all to find out that Kash Patel just had a login technical error and that he wasn't actually going to be fired. This has been corroborated by 9 separate people who were familiar with this, who got the text, who heard this when it happened, who were there. 9 separate people. So let's hear what Kash Patel's answer for this is. This is when he truly starts crashing out. This is in his lawsuit.
You in court.
Can you explain the computer login issue? Just explain the computer login issue. You were not able to log into your lawsuit contends that you were not able to log into the system. What did you think after you were unable to log into the system?
Let's have a survey. How many of you people believe that's true? Hang on.
Did you communicate?
You asked the question. Let me answer it.
No. Did you communicate with anyone that you thought you were fired after you were unable to log into?
The problem with you and your report. Don't cut me off. You asked the question.
Straightforward question.
The problem with you and your baseless reporting is that is an absolute lie. It was never said. It never happened. And I will serve in this administration as long as the president and the attorney general want me to do so.
Yeah, no shit. As long as the president wants you to do so, you're going to serve. Can I please point out very quickly? I know people get mad when I pause these clips, but it's just very important that I interject to debunk the BS before he continues for another minute. Kash Patel's own defamation lawsuit that he just launched against The Atlantic specifically states itself in paragraph 23, quote, "On April 10th of 2026, Director Patel had a routine technical problem logging in to a government system, which was then quickly fixed." Kash Patel then deflects that. He denies that in this very clip and says that this never even happened in the first place. But his lawsuit says the opposite, dude.
And every time you guys report false lies, every time you guys raise baseless questions, when we are here to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center's $3 million decade-long scheme to fraudulently fleece Americans, you are off topic.
It's a simple, straightforward question. Did you talk to anybody about whether you thought you
were fired? The simple answer to your question is you are lying, and every time you do so, I've answered your question.
Jesus.
It's simply as follows. I was never locked out of my systems. Anybody who says
it. The lawsuit can
anyone that says the opposite is lying. Thank you.
The lawsuit that you filed says that directly.
Man, stop. You're being extraordinarily rude. And I know maybe that's part of your profession, but please just stop. If you ask a question, he can answer it. And then now you're interrupting me. Like, just a little bit of respect, man. Just a tiny little bit. Try it sometime. Go ahead.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the administration that is full of people who is making us less safe on a daily basis, the administration who is full of people who are alleged alcoholics, alleged affair haver, all of these people who are degenerates can't answer a single question. When they cannot answer a single question that is ever asked of them in a normal way, then what this guy was doing down here was not rude. It was necessary. You guys know when I go on these CNN panels and I'm like a little bit more aggressive than I am in this setting, and I'm usually kind of asking direct questions. If they don't answer, I cut them off and I ask it again. And I say, answer this, yes or no. I get a lot of emails saying that I'm being rather abrasive during those moments. But the reality is, when you're dealing with MAGA, when you're dealing with somebody like Kash Patel or Todd Blanche, either of these two, or the people that I debate on a weekly basis or monthly basis on certain news channels, then you have to be a little bit more aggressive. You have to pin them down and hold them to account, or else we're going to be in an environment where we endlessly let the truth slip away. So this guy was doing his job, contrary to what Todd Blanche is saying. And when I'm pinning down these MAGA people, I'm doing my job as well. The aggression is necessary at times. I just want to end this off by saying Kash Patel is an absolute lunatic. Todd Blanche is in a different category. Todd Blanche is someone who's like he would be a normal, rational adult if it weren't for the MAGA movement, but he's gotten swept up into this MAGA brain rot like many other people have. Kash Patel was doomed from the beginning. Even if Trump weren't around, this guy would be an absolute clown. He should not be the director of the FBI. This is our FBI director right here. You know, the nuance here is like, if Kash Patel wanted to have a beer on the weekends or like drink wine, or if he wanted to get drunk on Saturday nights when he has nothing to do on Sunday, I don't give a shit what he does during his personal time. This is not his personal time. This reflects on every single one of us, and it doesn't reflect well. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.